This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
On the rise, breaking limits, redefined. On a mission, yeah, yeah. On the rise, breaking limits, redefined. On a mission, yeah. On a rise, breaking limits, redefined. On a mission, what is that? Put the city on my back, yeah. Trophy stack, got too many in my bag, yeah. Competition ain't too many on my path, huh? Switch the flow, I had too many in my bag. Whoa. What do you mean, what do you see, up in the sky, I'm just like a plane, but really it's me, ain't gonna fall, I've been here before, so don't be deceived, you like to talk, I put up the smoke.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What it always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. Today is Monday, January the 13th of 2025. It is day 13th. I finally got it right. Of the year, and only 352 days left. So as we are here hanging out in Safety FM, we are also hanging out with them.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, infiltration in Radio Big is kind of the thing that we do. It's just kind of our thing, our gig, if one may say it in that particular fashion, because that's kind of what happens from time to time. Anyway, so as we are hanging out, hopefully you have had a fantastic weekend, and we are able to do some things today that are out of the ordinary. So if you're new here, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. This is kind of just the way that the world goes in regards to what we're talking about. So keep that in mind. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you in regards of everything that is going on, because that is what we do. That is our world of everything that happens. So callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving, and then we go from there. That is kind of the way that it goes, from there moving forward. So that's it. That's kind of that's the whole emphasis of everything that we do. So video, audio, and text messaging is once you get to callinradio.com is the options of things to do. And then outside of that, our show consists of safety in the news. We have some newscasters that come in. We have some broadcasters that come in, and they're talking about everything that's going on. And I try to lay out the line of what's going on with the news. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending over the weekend?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into it. As I look at the trends of the ends, it kind of goes like this. A drone pilot dings a super scooper airplane. Yeah, a super scooper. Not a super pooper, but a super scooper airplane. And FTF pays out finally begin. We'll talk about details of that as we get into the shit list. Also, celebs are changing their tune about the liberal politics. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Will Ferrell explains his dress-up decision, and Timothy Chalamet will host SNL. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And another snag. Yeah, another snag there when it hits to Meghan Markle's new Netflix show. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. Yeah, so that's kind of the combination of everything that we have going on. So if you're good, I'm good, because I have newscasters that are waiting, dying to justify their love. Now, that's a Madonna song. Let's not get confused on what's going on there. But now they're waiting to talk to you about everything that happened over the weekend and everything that's going on. So if you're good with them, I'm good with them as well. And we can start talking and jibber jabbering about everything that's happening, because that's just kind of the world of the things that we do. Just what happens, man. It's just what happened. In regards of everything that's going on. So with that being said, I think it's time to bring in the newscasters. So let's go ahead and start the news now, even though we're a little bit earlier than normal, aren't we?
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. 24 people are now confirmed dead and 16 still missing in the wildfires in California. The natural disaster, one of the worst in U.S. history, has destroyed thousands of homes and forced over 100,000 people to evacuate. But fierce winds are expected to pick up around Los Angeles again this week as rescue teams are racing to control three wildfires that are still ongoing. Tony Waterman has more.
Officials on Sunday asked for Palisades residents to be patient, saying conditions inside the neighborhood remain dangerous. Active fires still burn. Structures are unstable. There's no power or water, and gas pipes are broken.
The people I've been speaking with say they will come back here day after day, earlier and earlier if they need to be able to get in to see what is left of their homes. And as they are waiting here, they're going to be waiting under the plume of the Palisades fire, the very blaze that destroyed their homes.
An unrelenting aerial assault has helped the thousands of firefighters on the ground make progress in containing the blazes. But a return of powerful winds on Sunday into the rest of the week could ground those aircraft and fuel the raging inferno, threatening to unravel firefighting efforts and to spread the blaze into new areas. Mexico and Canada have sent firefighters to help battle the blazes. Hundreds of California prison inmates are also working the front lines.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's willing to release two captured North Korean soldiers in exchange for Ukrainian soldiers being held in Russia. Ukraine says the men were captured earlier this month. Rebecca Bundon has more from Tokyo.
Zelensky's office has said that Russia is trying to hide the fact that soldiers from North Korea are fighting in the war by giving them false documents. Ukraine's president has said he is willing to hand over two captured soldiers from North Korea who are in Kyiv and injured in exchange for Ukrainian prisoners of war in Russia. Zelensky last week said that some 4,000 North Korean soldiers have been killed or wounded while fighting alongside Russian troops against Ukraine. Rebecca Bundin, Tokyo.
Japan, the Philippines and the U.S. have vowed to further strengthen their ties under a trilateral agreement, Manila says. It comes amid growing tensions with Beijing in regional waters. Laura Westbrook has more.
In the phone call between U.S. President Joe Biden, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ueshiba, the three leaders agreed to enhance and deepen economic, maritime and technology cooperation. Marcos's office said Biden also raised the issue of the South China Sea and commended the Philippine leader for his response to what Marcos says is China's aggressive activities there. The call followed a first-of-its-kind summit meeting between the three leaders last April in Washington. And this is the last such call with President Biden, who reportedly said that he was optimistic that his successor, Donald Trump, would see the value of continuing the partnership. Donald Trump will assume the office of president next Monday. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
The bagpipe industry is hitting back at a new survey that suggests time may be up for the historic Scottish instrument. New figures show that in 2024, bagpipes were among the bottom five instruments purchased, with sales so low they should now be considered critically endangered.
It's just not true. It's been badly researched and it's misinformed.
Finlay MacDonald is the director of the National Piping Centre in Glasgow.
Piping is more popular now than it's ever been. The stats on the particular story we're talking about were taken from an online website which don't sell bagpipes. I've spoken to three of the biggest bagpipe producers in Scotland, and they've sold more pipes this year than they have in any other year. Likewise, we have at the National Piping Centre. There are huge piping scenes in Canada, in America, New Zealand, Australia.
The main news again. The death toll from the California fires climbs to 24. Fierce winds expected to pick up again as rescue teams race to contain three wildfires that are still ongoing. North Korean troop fatalities and injuries exceed 3,000 in Ukraine, Seoul claims, even as Volodymyr Zelensky says he's willing to release two captured North Korean soldiers in exchange for Ukrainian troops held in Russia. The world's largest religious gathering this year kicks off in India, with millions taking a cleansing dip in the Ganges. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so now we're listening at our own risk. That's no doubt there. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. No doubt there. Anyway, so let's get into the stuff that we need to get into because there's a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the news. And something tells me that you're going to want to know what exactly is going on. So legal analysis for multiple outlets suggests that the types of questions asked by the Supreme Court justice on Friday during the emergency TikTok hearing spelled doom for the app. Yeah, let's make sure that we understand.
It spells doom for the app.
So, doom for the app, that's for sure. At the core of the ban, regardless of whether it's constitutional, it is the concern that China is owning the app and collecting data and manipulating the algorithm for its own political goals presents a unique national security challenges. TikTok says that such a law, regardless of these challenges, violates the First Amendment. But justice appeared skeptical of TikTok's claim. Justin Elena Kagan questioned whether the foreign company can enjoy First Amendment protections. Justice Clarence Thomas seemed to separate the rights of TikTok parent ByteDance and the platform it manages. Both justices Brett and John Roberts seemed sympathetic to the national security threat that the app poses. No definitive word yet when the decision will come down, but it will likely be before January the 19th deadline. Publicly, ByteDance continues to maintain that it will shut down TikTok rather than sell it off. This is according to what is going on. Now, what do you think here? Because it's going to be an interesting one because there are some people that want to invest. And what exactly is going on there? So I don't know. I take a look at this and go, how important is this one single app? And listen, I understand there's people that are making some moolah off of it, so I'm not going to lie there. But some other aspects is that if it is a national security issue, why does it continue to be like, oh no, we need to make sure that it's moving forward? I mean, I look at this and go, it's very interesting overall. Don't realize that if there was any other app that had the same thing, on how people would be like, oh yeah, we need to keep it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a Canadian super scooper airplane is the kind of buzzes down to the surface of a lake or ocean and picks up 1,500 plus gallons of water, then drops it over wildfire was out of commission over the weekend after a remote controlled drone collided with it on Friday. The specialized plane is just one of two of its kind being used to combat the LA fires, or wildfires, better saying. Unlike traditional firefighting airplanes, which require landing and reloading at an airport, the super scooper can fill up and return to the dumping of the water about in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. But some jackass with a drone, you know, did some things. But let's continue. In this case, The drone knocked what officials called a fist-sized hole in the wing of the aircraft. An unidentified photographer has claimed the responsibility for flying the drone to get aerial footage of the damage in open defiance of an FAA no-fly order in the area that runs for about 10 more days. Following the collision, all air traffic was suspended. In a harsh statement, the FAA issued a reminder that interfering with firefighting efforts of federal lands can carry a punishment including a year in prison and $75,000 in fines. This is according to the LA Times and TWZ. I wonder if that's supposed to be TMZ, but whatever. So think about this real quick. All of a sudden, because you needed to have a photo of what the hell was going on, there is now this thing that can actually get 1,500 gallons of fluid, water, to help battle the fires. But now it cannot because there was a pitcher that was needed. And you ran into an FAA issue there. There's some things here that one has to think about. And Gail, how much sense does this make when people start doing things like this? It's just a weird one. It's a weird one overall when you start thinking about it, but that's neither here nor there. So there you go. Okay, what else do we got going on? Comedian Whitney Cummings is calling out some political hypocrisy in the latest episode of her Good For You podcast. The self-described pretty liberal Cummings said that she is feeling like the left has become the party of censorship. She also pointed out some perceived inconsistencies like My Body, My Choice, pro-choice party, but also you don't have a choice in your candidate. This is according to what she's the latest on the information she shared with New York Post. So there you go. If you look at, let's see, the episode that came out 7 days ago is what it looks like. It's called CNN Roast Drama Good For You Podcast with Whitney Cummings, episode 270. So I guess that's some things to take a gander at if you're so inclined to do so. Wow, she's on tour and she's going to Fort Pierce, Florida? That's brave. But hey, whatever. You do you, man. You do you. So there you go. So she's calling it out. I don't know if you've seen the thing that she did on CNN, but she was amazed that they didn't cut her off because of some of the stuff that she was saying. But hey, it's neither here nor there. Anyways, Khloe Kardashian thinks the Los Angeles mayor Karen Bass is a joke. Taking to Instagram, Khloe shared her support for Fire Chief Kristen Crowley, who is blaming major budget cuts to the fire departments for negatively impacting their responses. She goes, I stand by you, Chief Crowley. You spoke the truth and you had tears in your eyes because I can tell that you didn't even want to say that, but it was the truth. Thank you for being honest, Mayor Bass. You are a joke, Chloe captioned in the interview clip. So I don't know. It's going to get interesting as we are speaking. No doubt there about some of the things that are going on inside of, we'll call it that reality. Because, man, has the things kind of went all over the place as we are talking. And no good deed shortly after Chloe made the well-intentioned post. However, followers came for her, calling her a hypocrite over the reports that she and her famous family members use hundreds of thousands of gallons of water over allotted limit in their luxurious estate. This is according to TMZ. How do they know this? I'm just asking. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian wants to incarcerate firefighters to get their due. Taking onto Instagram, she explained that there are hundreds of incarcerated firefighters risking their lives and getting paid almost nothing. What? Yeah, I think the wording there is wrong. I see them as heroes. According to BBC, there are over... I don't understand that, but okay, whatever. Yeah, I think that this report is written wrong. Let me see something real quick. Because I think that there must be some wrong wording there, because that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Let's not lie here. Let's call it what it is. Let me take a look. Incarcerated is what the reference piece is. Hold on. Yeah, I don't get it, but whatever. So are they forcing them to firefight? I don't know. Let's continue, because I think that's going to be interesting. Kylie Jenner. Why are we going through the Kardashian slump here? Kylie Jenner, boyfriend actor Timothy Chalamet, is set to host January's 25th episode of SNL. And he, he will also be the musical guest for the promotional A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic that he stars in that came out during Christmas. The gig will be Timothy's third time hosting and the first time as a musical guest. This is according to the New York Times, in case you wanted to know that. So there you go. Also, the forthcoming 55th season of the Sesame Street will focus on lessons of emotional well-being through music. Yeah, through music. Debuting in January 16th, the family program will feature a slew of musical guests, including SZA, Chris Stapleton, Noah Kagan, Renee Rapp, and Samara Joy. So there you go. That's some. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. So anyways, at the top, we were talking about FTX. Two companies facilitating the distribution of payments for former FTX customers have opened the portal for consumer creditors to begin the process of getting their money back. The first payments from the $1.2 billion pool of funds will be paid out over the next 6 days. Customers will receive 119% of the value of their crypto holdings when FTX stopped operating in November of 2022. I know some people were pissed off about that, saying that they wanted to even recoup the money that they had lost. But while the customers are getting repaid and then some, Bitcoin's value has skyrocketed nearly 500% since FTX went burst. Or bust, or in that case. Still, something is better than nothing, and the payout value has worked its way through the entire court system. So I guess that's one way to look at it, opposed to being, hey, you know, you didn't get shit. I'm just saying, just something to think about. That is for sure. Anyways, the biggest companies that are publicly openly pioneering diversity, equity and inclusion policy just a few years ago are now disassembling them. Are you ready? Let's talk through some of this. At Meta, Mark Zuckerberg has ordered that tampons be taken out of the men's restroom. Also has previously reported that he curtailed the company's censorship policies. At McDonald's, the Arches is getting rid of the diversity quotas in hiring employees and selecting supply chain partners, and is also renaming its diversity office into the Global Inclusion Team. And then at Amazon, the December memo first reported on Friday, Amazon told employees that it is winding down the outdated program and materials as they apply to DEI initiatives. So my question becomes this. If this was a big emphasis for a period of time, and we're talking a very short period of time, but it was a period of time, you're doing away with it. So if there was a big focus on it before, what the hell is going to happen going forward? Because, listen, understanding and knowledge is totally two different things. So I'm trying to figure this out. What are they going to do policy-wise going forward? Because that's going to be a big thing. And then what's going to happen to all the hires that occurred prior to that? Because some people are going to wonder, if this was my position or I was hired to X requirement, what's going to happen? Think about it for a second. We're not talking crazy stuff yet.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. The small town of, Thurberville in France received a generous donation of $10.2 million from a wealthy person who passed away last year. With no hairs, 91-year-old Roger Thurberville decided to leave the funds to the town of only 1,773, despite never having visited there, because there is where his family got their last name. As for how the city will use the gift, a very confusingly named Thurberville Mayor Guy Paris, yeah, that's confusing, says that they'll pay $400,000 in loans that have been taken out to build a school. From there, other attractions like public garden, some courtroom stuff, and soccer pitch are all in the works. The only requirement is that Thibberville, the person, not the city, demanded is that his ashes be kept in the local cemetery. This is according to The Guardian. So let's see what happens there. Anyways, let's talk about this. Cell icon Sam Moore has died. He passed away at his home in Florida on Friday, just days after an unspecified surgery earlier in the week. No further details were shared. Moore is best known for being one half of the Grammy Award duo Sam and Dave. Also, Leslie Charlson has died. The actress is best known for a role of Monica Quatermain in the iconic soap opera General Hospital. The show's executive producer announced her passing on Sunday morning after an unspecified long illness. She was 79 at the time of her passing. Let's talk about the box office, because that seems to be something to talk about. The Last Show Girl came in at number 10 with $1.4 million, and number 9 was Game Changer with $2.1 million. Baby Girl was at $3 million at number 8. A Complete Unknown at number 7 with $5 million. At number 6 was Wicked with $5 million as well. At number 5 was Moana 2 with $6.5 million. At number 4 was Nosferatu with $6.8 million. At number 3 was Sonic the Hedgehog 3 with $11 million. At number 2 was Mufasa The Lion King, $3.2 million. And at the number one spot was Den of Thieves Part 2 with $15.5 million. So there you go. Anyway, let's talk about this real quick. The Dow lost about 696 points to close at 41,938 on Friday. The S&P lost about 91 points to close at 5,827. And the NASDAQ lost about 317 points to close at 19,161. West Texas Intermediate closed at $76 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $79 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.06 on Sunday. And Bitcoin was mostly flat over the weekend, trading just around 94,500 on Sunday evening. So there you go. Anyways, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $95 million jackpot or $41.6 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $285 million jackpot. Yep. Or a $124.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so it might be time to do that thing that we do. Yeah, that thing that we do that we call our main story. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk, let's hang out, let's see. We are 13 days into this new year. People are super excited about it being 2025, because I guess the 25 thing gets you excited, because people start thinking that there were 25, or how excited it was when they were 25, one or the other. I don't know. It gets a little confusing to me. But hey, we still have to talk about stuff. We still have to talk about how things occur, how things happen, and so on. So let's take a little bit of that excitement of 25 being out. And let me talk real quick, just for a brief moment in time, a very small moment in time. And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about your organization or your personal life or anything at all where you have been successful at. And yeah, you can even go as far down as a sporting game that you might have played, but something that you've been successful at doing. Is it coming to mind? Now, I want you to think about that for just a brief moment and give it some serious intention. And I'm talking about the general feeling. I'm talking about how things worked for you, how things were fantastic, how things you went through were like, wow, this really changed something for me, and the way that you were looking at it. But that emotion that was there, that is going to be one of those crucial parts of the whole thing. Now, I want you to think about that for just a brief moment longer. Let's give it a few more seconds here. Now, after you have that emotional event and you were successful at X, someone comes into you and says, I got something to share with you. Maybe the way that you just did that was not the best. Yeah, one more time. The way that you did that might have not been the best. So how is that going to make you feel for a moment? You're going to have a lot of questions there on, hold on, what do you mean it wasn't the best? I have this general emotion that comes out of this whole thing of everything that I was doing. So I am referencing this for the following reason. What happens from time to time is when you go in to an organization, when you have conversations with people, that is almost what is occurring when you're telling them, hey, you've been successful to this point, but I might have a better way. Think about that for a moment. Think about how close we are in regards to how we're having that conversation. Because what happens most of the time is that we don't realize it. We don't realize to an extent that we are, let's use some nice words, poo-pooing on some people's emotions, on some people's thoughts. And they believe that till that point, they have been successful on something. Now, if we took it and reversed it and said, hold on, we were terrible at X. We were terrible at this, and we were terrible at all these other things, and somebody said, hey, I got a better way of maybe on how you can do this, you might be more open to the idea of what I have to say. But if I was good and successful at something until that point, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have an uphill battle, as people like to say, in regards of covering something with someone. And I'm not picking here. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about how some of these things come across sometimes. So maybe we need to start taking a look at this stuff in regards on how we reconfigure. Yes, reconfigure some of the aspects of what we do. So maybe that's what we need to start talking about. It's the mindset that we need to start changing on how we do the approach of what we talk about. And listen, at the end of the day, I would imagine that your goal and my goal is to get people home safely. So think about that today. And let's talk in the very near future on how we should go about reconfiguring our approach. Maybe that's something to think about.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month.
and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Rio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
These days, it can be hard to find and hire the right candidates for your small business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. I have to tell you, even before they ever became a sponsor here on Safety FM, we have used LinkedIn Jobs to help find the people that we have here on Safety FM. It's an easy service to use. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people.
focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified candidates. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
Radio Big. Streaming 24-7 at radiobig.fm.
Breaking limits. Redefine. On a mission. What is that? Put the city on my back, yeah. Trophy stack, got too many in my bag, yeah. Competition ain't too many on my path, huh. Switch the flow, I had too many in my bag, whoa. What do you mean, what do you see,
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show.
On the rise.
And right here, you are taking a listen to the song called On the Rise featuring Gangs. This is by Evan Ford. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. Yeah, you might want to give it a little streamer emer action. No doubt about that one. So there you go. We would like to thank Evan Ford for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that whatsoever as we are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, it'll have information related to addiction, anxiety, depression, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support. That's just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world. A tough call. Stats show that the average Gen Zers will spend about 112 full days on their phone this year. The irony is that many of them are actually afraid to use their phone as a phone, like to make and receive calls with it. And that's why the UK college has launched a couple course on help Zoomers overcome their fear of speaking on the phone. It's called Telephonia. Telephonia. Yeah, classes on the Nottingham College, given the phone confidence of etiquette, aimed of overcoming the symptoms of telephobia, which include delaying and avoiding making calls due to the heightened distress, feeling extreme nervous prior to and during and after a phone call, and observing others said during the discussion, nausea increase, heart rate, shortness of breath, dizziness, and muscular tension are the most common physical manifestations of telephobia. The course also includes sessions where students strengthen their telephone skills in a series of role play activities, including answering questions that are commonly asked in interviews and gaps, calling restaurants to ask what time they open and stores to see what certain items they might have in stock. Don't these cruel people know that Gen Z's just ask Siri about all that stuff? And newsflash, it's not just Gen Z's that are afraid to be on the phone. Other people have this extreme fear of being on phone calls. Now, I will tell you, if you have a newer iPhone, you have an option now where you can actually hit a button or hit the screen where it will say answer voicemail, and it will start, you know, taking dictation of what the person is saying. If they're leaving a message, which leaving a message is a whole other joke. But if they're leaving a message, and you can actually come in mid call if you are mid recording, if you want to take a listen to what the hell they have going on. Now, I have to tell you, there have been times that I have used that, and I'm not normally afraid to talk on the phone. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a weird gig when it's all said and done. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit happier. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Sandy. George Adair said, "Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear." This is a great quote. Think about the number of times that you've really wanted to do something, but you were afraid. Why were you afraid? Afraid of what? Afraid of failure? Afraid it might not work as well as you've seen it in your dreams? That means if you do the thing, you might be let down. Then you'll be sad. No, then you'll know. It's better to do the thing and find out rather than dream the thing and never do it. Don't worry about being let down. It's better to do the thing and find out it's not working so you can move on to the next dream.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your motivational quotes can be submitted for an upcoming program at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When we give ourselves to intercessory prayer, we join God in battling against principalities and powers, rulers of this world darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. The evil forces arrayed against us utilize many disguises, sometimes even masquerading as angels of light. Some of their more effective strategies include the clever manipulation of words. They hijack noble concepts like tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness, twisting them to promote an agenda based on values that are blatantly unscriptural. The people who have been deceived by these tactics are not our enemy, but our mission. Lord, help us to love our enemies into the kingdom. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
At least 7 fatalities have been reported, and the Los Angeles County Sheriff warns that the death toll is likely to rise as a series of relentless wildfires tear through Southern California. Fueled by dry and windy conditions, the uncontained blazes have officials racing to control the widespread devastation.
Over 1,000 firefighters are battling at least 5 major wildfires across the Los Angeles region. The largest, the Palisades Fire in Pacific Palisades, has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroyed thousands of structures, and remains completely untamed. Meanwhile, the Eaton Fire in Altadena has consumed over 13,000 acres. No containment. More than 180,000 residents have been forced to evacuate as the flames continue to advance. David Lang.
On Tuesday night, Seoul Western District Court reissued a warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol.
Corruption Investigation Office Chief Oh Dong-woon stated during a parliamentary hearing that they would thoroughly prepare for the execution of arrest as if it was the last chance. The warrant comes after a South Korean court Court initially issued an arrest and search warrant on December 31st over Yoon's brief implementation of martial law, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Nearly 24 million Americans enrolled in the Affordable Care Act during the final enrollment period under the Biden administration, setting a record.
This marks a 9% increase from the previous year, with a week still remaining for additional signups. The 2025 enrollment total includes 3.2 million new participants compared to last year, according to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Of the total, 20.4 million consumers from 2024 either selected a new plan or were automatically re-enrolled. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A passenger aboard a plane at Boston Logan International Airport opened an exit door while the aircraft was taxiing for takeoff, prompting swift action from fellow passengers, authorities reported.
The individual, a JetBlue passenger, is expected to face charges and be arraigned, according to Massachusetts State Police spokesperson Tim McGuirk. The passenger's identity has not been released. McGuirk noted that the incident occurred around 7:30 p.m., describing the door as being opened suddenly and without warning. Jim Kender reporting.
Former Congressman George Santos earned $400,000 selling personalized videos on Cameo, federal prosecutors revealed during a court hearing on Tuesday.
The disclosure was made as prosecutors opposed Santos's request to postpone his sentencing, scheduled for February 7th. They argued against the delay, asserting that the numerous victims of Santos's criminal schemes and the community writ large have a strong collective interest in the expeditious resolution of this case. Santos pleaded guilty in August to charges of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, Kevin Sanders reporting.
Applications for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell to their lowest level in nearly a year last week, signaling a resilient labor market with historically low layoffs.
The Labor Department reported that jobless claims dropped to 201,000 for the week ending January 4th, a decline from the previous week's 211,000. This figure marks the lowest level since February of last year. The four-week moving average, which smooths fluctuations, also decreased by 10,250 to 213,000. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1999, Michael Jordan quits basketball for a second time. He first retired in 1993, after which he played minor league baseball with the Chicago White Sox farm team, the Birmingham Barons. He was abysmal. By March of 1995, Jordan returned to the NBA, but not for long. He led the league with scoring in 1996 and won three consecutive championships for the Bulls. That happened back on this date in 1999. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Connor McDavid turns 28. Liam Hemsworth turns 35. Orlando Bloom, 48. Andy Jassy, 57. Patrick Dempsey, 59. Trace Adkins, 63. Julia Louis-Dreyfus turned 64, Kevin Anderson 65, Malcolm Foster 69, Jeanette Hubert turns 69 as well, Bob Baruff turned 72, William B. Davis and Billy Gray both turn 87, so there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, National Gluten-Free Day, Korean-American Day, and Stephen Foster Memorial Day. Yeah, Stephen Foster Memorial Day. That's some stuff to celebrate, that's for sure. Okay, what else do we got? If you need a rando for today, if you need a random joke, I of course have one of those for you. It's not my thing, but good morning for those who celebrate it. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, what is the best thing that has happened to you so far today? If you need a question for the water cooler, 15% of us do this sometime in the month of January. What is it? Injure ourselves exercising. Yep, those are the things that happen. That's not really what you're looking to do in January. There is no doubt there as we are talking. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours as we talk about the world of music and entertainment. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can stay on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Yeah, he's an expert at it. One of the best I think I've ever seen. in regards of it. Seriously, not a joke as we are talking. So that's going to be it. If I can leave you with a deep thought, let me leave you with this one. A night can never defeat the sunrise. Think about that. Think about that for just a brief moment in time. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. On a mission, what is that? Put the city on my back, yeah. Trophy stack, got too many in my bag, yeah. Competition ain't too many on my path, huh? Switch the flow, I had too many in my bag, whoa. What do you mean, what do you see, up in the sky, I'm just like a plane, but really it's me, ain't gonna fall, I've been here before, so don't be deceived, you like to talk, I run up the scores, two different things, huh, on the rise, breaking limits, redefined, on a mission, yeah, yeah, on the rise, breaking limits, redefined, on a mission, yeah. On the rise, rise up, rise up. Can catch you in the paint of the